I want to disclose that I have no relationship to disclose. Not very well worded, but. So I'm going to be briefly talking about the health benefits of nature, and I'm going to spend some time talking about APHA's policy statement, improving health and wellness through access to nature. Then I will introduce the National Environmental Education's Children and Nature RX for Outdoor Activity Initiative, and we will present, our presenters will present the activities here in New Orleans implementing this initiative. So here's a brief summary of health benefits of nature. It has, of course, restorative and therapeutic benefit. It increases physical activity. It reduces stress. It's a coping tool for ADD, ADHD. And it has the social, cognitive, and emotional, physical, developmental benefits. Some of these are very intuitive. As you all know, we all feel good when we are out in nature. But of course, what I'm saying is all evidence-based. And I also reference our peer-reviewed publication, which reviewed all the literature and I would recommend, if you're interested, to take a look at that. So with all this evidence that we have about the health benefits of nature, and seeing that a lot of people are now spending most of their time indoors, and we have changed our lifestyles from being active outdoors to very much sedentary lifestyle. Of course, we at the environment section wanted to bring physical activity in natural environments to all people. And one of the ways we thought we could do that is using the APHS's process of creating a policy statement. And so we worked very hard. We created a policy statement, and it was adopted by APHA last year around this time. Policy statements, you may be familiar with the process, go through a very long process of multiple steps, and once they are accepted to be considered to be a policy statement, then the Governing Council, during the annual meeting, takes it up and votes it up or down. And we were thrilled that this was approved. And so what does the policy statement do? It describes the evidence, and of course everything we do here is evidence-based, and describe the evidence that routine access to natural environments reside in various physical and mental health benefits for people of all ages, income levels, and ethnicities. And it also provides recommendations to influence future policy and related actions at multiple levels. So this is really a good guide for anybody who's interested in promoting access to nature in their communities, because since it's so evidence-based and you have all the literature references, I think we have 50 or so, and it really makes a good case why this should be done. And really, I will take you through quickly some of the action steps we included in the policy statement. It's a really good tool to make changes in your community. And it's posted on the APHA website, easily available. So, it acknowledged that people of all ages and abilities should have access to nature because they enjoy higher levels of health and well-being when they have nature nearby. People are more physically active when they are outdoors, and we all get a greater sense of well-being and social capital out of it. APHA agreed that access to nature represents an important approach to promote healthy and active lifestyles across the lifespan. So again, this talks about the health benefits, which we already mentioned. But additionally, when people spend time outdoors in nature, they gain an appreciation of the natural environments and they want to protect them, right? I mean, so it gives a sense of stewardship, which is very important. Of course, we do need to protect the environment and our planet. And there is evidence that shows that low-income groups show greater health benefits from the living near green spaces. So it also it could be a good way to reduce disparities among various groups. And there are also secondary benefits of course, having natural environments. As you know, trees, vegetation capture carbon dioxide, mitigate global warming, they buffer noise, they offer shade, trap pollutants, and help with improved water systems. And people are more likely to use open spaces with trees, increasing opportunities for social intersection and children's play. And greener surroundings are associated with greater sense of safety and fewer reported crimes. Actually, this is one of the things that when I first started looking at the literature, less crime when you have more vegetation, it didn't seem intuitive. But when you do look at the literature, there's evidence definitely people feel safer in greener environments. So I believe, 11 action steps. And I'm a little hesitant to read these to you, and I'm not really sure, if it's worth spending time on each and every one of them. But as you can see, land use decisions are an important part of this. And public health officials and healthcare providers have a responsibility to advise their patients and their communities about the health benefits of nature. So there's also another action step about education, how important it is to educate the public health and healthcare community about the health benefits of nature. And access to green spaces should be part of the planning of all communities and not an afterthought. And it's very important to have partnerships to increase the access to natural settings. And also, as plans are being put in place to provide greener environments to communities, cleaning up vacant lots and create green environments through those would be a step to consider. And, of course, one of the key things to all the work that we do, funds should be available to create parks and recreation facilities, as well as for maintenance of these green spaces, and safety should be an important factor. And tree planting and natural landscaping should be promoted around homes, schools, and other places, like hospitals, prisons, and other institutions. And, of course, we really need to invest in our children and schoolyards and play areas for the childcare facilities should include natural landscaping. And school gardens should be provided to schools, and also place-based education is a good way to engage young people in learning about the environment and how to protect it. And of course, they need enough time to be physically active during the school through recess in natural environments. And community gardens should be a really very important piece of community design and be available to all communities. And trails and greenways should be networked so people can easily walk to get to work, to school or recreation. And safety should be also an important action to provide these types of walking facilities. Hospitals and other healthcare facilities should provide access to healing gardens and other natural settings. And a key piece is, of course, the education of the public health community, as well as, all community members about the need for people to spend time outdoors. Sorry, I'm out very quickly, but again, I'll refer you to the policy statement itself. So I want to quickly introduce to you the National Environmental Education's Children and Nature RX for Outdoor Activity Initiative. The goal of this initiative is to prevent health conditions related to indoor sedentary lifestyle. And it connects children and families to nature to promote good health, enjoyment, and environmental stewardship. So how do we do this? We educate pediatric healthcare providers about prescribing outdoor activities to children. And again, in order to do this, we create nature champions, which you will hear from, and who train other healthcare providers about prescribing nature, and they prescribe it to their patients themselves. And we link this advice to nature programming at local nature sites in safe and easily accessible outdoor areas. We do this through partnership with several federal agencies. National Park Service is one of our biggest partners, and here in the New Orleans area, we specifically work with the National Park Service. NEAF has 23 pilot communities that is implementing this initiative. New Orleans is one of them, and I'm very proud of the New Orleans project. There are several tools and resources that are available on NEAF's website, training PowerPoints, our peer-reviewed publications, and there are two fact sheets, which reviews the literature for the health benefits of nature, one for children, one for adults. It's easier, I think, to use with community members as opposed to the scientific journal articles. And there's a prescription, and Dr. Stander has it in her presentation. You'll see it. There's a prescription and patient brochures and a variety of other resources. So this is has been creative. It's based on other evidence-based models, and it's been created as a replicable model, and it's been around for about 3 years, and we see that it is really achieving its goal, which you will hear very shortly.